Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, September 12th, and we're back with you.
Woohoo!
Tori, you seem to be in good spirits this morning.
Yes, I'm wearing comfortable sweatpants. I look like I'm homeless. I'm very comfortable.
Awesome. Well, well, what can you do?
There you go.
I mean, the thing is, you got to get out with whatever mood you're in,
yeah.
You know, and if you don't feel like dressing up.
And today, LA, it's a little cloudy. Feels like fall. I got my,
it does, right?
Pumpkin sweater on.
Cool. Well, tomorrow she'll have her scarf on,
yeah.
And gloves and everything.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've gotten used to the weather here after 10 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you don't miss the East weather, or do you?
I don't, but I do. When it's like 66, I'm like, someone get me a parka. So, like, my blood has gone a little thin, to be honest.
Yeah, right?
I'm a little bit of a pussy, to be honest, about the weather. I'm not going to lie.
Awesome. Well, I've been nursing a back pain all weekend.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
No, it's not going very
oh.
well. It hasn't improved. So I've been limited in what I can do. But I was still, can you believe it? A friend of mine wanted me to go and start practicing in a band with him.
Oh.
I haven't played guitar in like 30 years, Tori.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I used to be amazing.
Here we go.
But so there I am carrying. I went to Guitar Center to buy a new case for my guitar.
Sure.
Weighs 2,000 pounds.
Sure.
Then my guitar in there, and then the amp, and I'm carrying this with back pain. I mean, can you imagine? I'm like,
it's so rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah. So my friends are like, what are you doing? Let us help you. You know, so they picked it up and stuff, but I never quite recovered yet.
What is your band's name? Does it have a name?
We don't have a name right now. It's just sort of practicing and jamming.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to pick up, and we're all very rusty.
Hey.
Yeah, aging rockers, right?
I like that name, Rusty Rockers.
Yeah, right?
I like that.
Rusty Rockers.
We creak.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your slogan.
We barely move, folks.
I went to ELO,
uh-huh.
Jeff Lynne and the
you
ELO
did?
Concert.
Was it Hollywood Bowl?
Hollywood Bowl with the LA Philharmonic and Orchestra.
Are you serious?
And fireworks.
Wow.
And I was like,
were they playing together, though?
All together.
Really?
And Jeff
wow.
Lynne had never played the bowl. And he was like, this is unbelievable. And I was like, he doesn't sound at all like that, but
no,
whatever.
But, we get the gist of it.
Yeah, and it was the best sound I've ever heard of the bowl by far. I mean, he's
really?
A producer, so everything was perfect. He did lighting. He did, like, cool 3D lighting. I mean, everything sounded
really?
Great. Yeah, he did just stand there.
Uh-huh.
He didn't move at all, not
really?
Once.
So he's not really a performer.
He
he's
sure
a
isn't,
singer.
But it's the sound with yeah. the Philharmonic that was, like,
right.
crazy good.
Amazing, right?
Ugh.
Yeah. You see, it's a very unique band because they do mix two, you know, like rock and big band thing together or whatever.
Yeah.
Symphony.
I mean, there's a lot of the Beatles orchestras. Sounds in there with Jeff Lynne because he's like basically when I started listening to him with Freebird when he started redoing the masters of the Beatles.
Oh.
And then my husband's like Jeff Lynne, like major fanatic.
Really?
So, oh, my God.
Wow.
And so, yeah, the sound of it was so good and pure.
That's
it was
good.
Great.
Did you have good seats, or was it
nosebleed? We had amazing seats, and we waited on StubHub. It went down from like $100 to $80 to $60 to $50 to $40. We were waiting until the very
right.
end, and then it was $28.
Really?
Yeah.
And good seats?
Such good seats. Right in the middle, and we had these two drunk guys, and he kept screaming, I get it! I was like, do you? I don't think you do.
Yeah, sit down and shut up.
Totally. And he was like 900 feet tall, but it was great. It was fun.
But the Hollywood Bowl is quite an experience.
Oh,
it's really nice to go there, right?
The best.
You
the best.
Eat, you do everything.
I goat cheese and wine.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Even people bring their weed there, you know, and
as
stuff.
Soon as the lights go
right.
down and they play Mr. Blue Sky,
yeah,
I was
there
like,
you go.
Smells like a Dave Matthews concert up in here. I mean, it was like weed. But it was great. And
yeah.
I thought it would be a little bit older crowd.
Right.
But there was like, everyone was like in their 20s.
Really?
Yeah. So it's become he's like a hipster thing.
Yeah,
it's a hipster thing.
Yeah. A lot of people still hold on to the 70s and 80s
totally.
Music, you know?
I mean,
they
it was
really
great.
Do. Yeah. We'll talk about music, too. We have great guests
yes,
in the studio.
We do.
They'll be with us in just a second. And, yeah, so, you know, rock and roll, man. You know, keep the music going.
Word.
Yeah. So, Yeah, and their music is good, right? They've had a lot of hits.
Yeah, and they do, like, they did that song in Billy Madison where Adam Sandler calls Steve Buscemi and he puts the lipstick on. That, hello. It was great. It was a great,
oh,
great
telephone.
Yeah, telephone, yeah, telephone line. Exactly. Line. Yeah. But he was like, wait till you hear the strings on this one. And when the violins came in from the Philharmonic, it was like, whoosh. It was great.
Really?
It was great. Very cool.
Wow. Well, I wish I had seen it. I didn't even know it was coming.
I should have told you.
There's some concerts coming up, though, that are pretty good. I don't remember what they are.
Oh, that's great.
But, yeah.
Great. We're going to the Paul Simon at the Grammy Museum. He's doing a small, intimate play, like, you know, playing there. So we're going to
go Paul there. Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a classic, right?
We've seen him, like, twice already.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a big Paul Simon
fan.
Very
cool. I remember one that's coming is Toto. And Toto is, like, one of my favorite bands of all time.
Oh.
But they're going to be in some place between here and San Francisco, which I'd never heard about.
What's it called?
So they're being relegated to small auditoriums now.
Yeah, I know. Bless the reason.
There's a lot of Toto, yeah, believe me. Africa.
That's
yeah,
what I was doing, Africa.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Toto songs. I mean, they've had a million hits.
Yeah.
But, I don't know what's going on.
Well, Willie Nelson is playing the Pantages, which is really weird. Which is, if you don't know Pantages, it's like kind of like the Kennedy Center or like a Broadway. It's indoors. It's not very Willie Nelson.
Yeah, right.
So that's weird.
Yeah, but it's a cool venue, so.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know, sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, a couple things, I guess. The weekend. Did you do anything? Oh, so you went to the concert.
Yeah, I went to the concert.
That was cool. Anything else exciting?
Last night I went to, we played miniature golf.
Really?
For my friend's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And
how was that?
Well, it was at night, and they don't have lights
really
on the...
Are you serious?
Well, I don't know how it went, but we had a lovely time.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one out here in the valley?
Yeah, the one in the valley, and there's like a Sepulveda spooky house. Here. Yeah, yeah, and it was a castle. And
right, they have
wonderful
arcades and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids there. A
ton of kids.
Yeah.
I couldn't see.
Yeah.
I want to.
Whose idea was it?
Yeah, I know. But no, it was a good time. It was a really good time. It really was. I just wish there was a little more lighting because I was like, is this my ball?
Yeah.
Like, this ball.
I know. Bring some night vision goggles.
Yeah,
they're
like, where's the hole? Like, it was very much like a drunk guy in bed. Where's the hole?
Oh, wow. The drunk guy in bed. Okay,
yeah, see
I
it?
Got
okay,
it.
I was waiting.
I,
just I
got
was like,
it.
Five,
okay,
four,
yeah,
three.
Because I was already on to the next subject.
Yeah. I was waiting
to hear.
And
then that rang a bell, yeah.
Where's the hole?
Yeah, where's the hole?
I wanted to hear what you thought of the Hillary falling.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's all I can say, you know?
I know.
All I noticed is that the bodyguards, when he walked up to her, he just picked her up as though he was nonchalant. It's not like he was surprised. It's as though it was expected, and he just picked her up by her arm and walked her into the car.
I know you say that, and I do feel you, but I think he was just there, and he happened to catch her at like the right moment. I really do. Because she was standing there for a while by herself, but then I'm just telling you the optics as a hardcore liberal, love Hillary.
No, Bernie. I mean, I'm not saying
it didn't look good. It did not look good. And for some reason, she's wearing those weird blue glasses, which specifically made for seizures and Parkinson's.
Really?
So I'm like, what you doing? Wear some Oakleys.
Yeah, wow.
So it didn't look good optically.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's fine. I'm sure it's nothing, but it didn't. Yeah. It's going to be what we talk about for
a week. It is pneumonia. They said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty serious.
Very serious.
You know, but...
she works her little tush off.
Yeah. But that's why I was... I posted something because I'm not sure, but I would imagine that Donald Trump would not win by default if she bowed
I saw
out,
you post
right?
that and Brooks was
because,
so worried, yeah.
Yeah, because no, I don't think that's going to happen because I think the Democrats still deserve a candidate in the race.
You know who steps in?
Joe Biden. Joe Biden would kill.
With his aviator sunglasses and goofy smile. That
no, he would
take
kill
over.
Trump.
Ugh.
If he had joined the primaries from the beginning, he would have taken it easily.
Completely.
Because people want Obama to continue.
And,
they really
and Biden is like the easy grandpa version.
Yeah.
And his wife is smoking hot. We went as Jill and Joe Biden for Halloween last year. No one knew who the fuck we were. It was great. He's like, oh, that's not that relevant.
No, that's a Washington, D.C. kind of costume.
Because I'm from D.C.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's not funny to people out here. They're like, are you two adults? Like, who are you? But he would have killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, awesome. Yeah.
So that's who you get. You slide in, Mr. Biden.
Yeah.
done.
Well, who knows? That's why it's getting more interesting by the moment,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
One final thing before we get to our guests. Meet Savvy Shields, who's the new Miss America.
Miss Arkansas?
Miss Arkansas.
Her name is what?
Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y.
Like a pirate says it? Like Savvy Mate?
No, I think like computer savvy or something.
Oh,
right?
I see. Okay, Savvy Small.
Savvy Shields?
Savvy Shields sounds like a porn star.
That's her name.
I'm sorry. That sounds like a porn star.
Doesn't it? But she comes from Arkansas. And look, everybody's born with the dreams of coming to Hollywood.
Good for her.
But all I can say is, I can't tell you, I don't know if it's a fluke or not, but I'll bet you most of the Miss Americas have been from the South.
Oh, almost all. No, that's
right?
A known thing. The winners.
I mean, there's a lot of beautiful women coming from the South, especially Texas, I think, as far as how many Miss Americas they were there.
No, it's a lot of southern states.
You know?
And they have great hospitality, and they have great, charming way of speaking. Do you know what her Savvy Shields' talent was, or is there no talent?
No, tell me. Oh, you're asking me if I know? No.
Okay, got it.
No, I don't know what
Because I'd love to hear what Savvy Shields' talent was.
I know. That would be interesting, right?
No, it's a cool name. It's very badass.
Yeah. And then there was one thing about the show. There was a first lesbian contestant.
That's right. First openly gay.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bring up lesbians, I'm there, you know? There's no...
Yeah, she wants you there. That's what she wants. That's just what she wants is you there.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's happy for
you. I'll bet you that's what the judges would think, at least the male ones.
Good Lord. She was very dignified and graceful, though. I liked her her outfit. I thought she looked great.
Yeah.
And there was also one with a diabetic patch last year. I'm not sure if it was Miss America, Miss USA, or Miss Universe, but she had it openly on her bikini during the bathing suit. And it was such a cool idea because everyone with a diabetic, insulin patch was like, all right. So a lot of new firsts in these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have a first transgendered from
Miss
California, I'm sure.
The world sure is going your way. I mean, everything's politically correct now. So there you
go. My way, it's the better way.
Well, I guess it is for some people.
To some.
All right. Well, let's bring in our guests now. And let me just, I'm finding their page real quick, but that's fine. I brought up somebody else by mistake, right?
Really,
I'll tell you what happened, Susie, is my mind wanders in so many different places.
He's still in the lesbian thing, yeah. I promise you. Anything.
Exactly, that's where I am. Where could I take that?
He was done in for the whole day
for
by
sure.
that comment.
For
yeah,
sure.
There you go.
Yeah, we need to bring you back.
Yeah.
Come on, Sam.
Reel you back in here, Sam.
You guys are listening to Jimmy D and Susie Q, Woo-hoo! Our guests in the studio. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
The hosts of Vivation Radio and Vivation Nation is? No, yeah. Vivation Radio. I'm always thinking Vivation
Well,
Nation
that's what
like
we
that.
Call our followers, the
okay.
Vivation Nation.
Yeah. There you go. So I wasn't that far off.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right on.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So that show people can hear when?
Sundays at 3.
Sundays at 3.
Right.
Pacific time.
Pacific time right here on LA Talk Radio, Channel 2, right?
Yes.
So now tell us a little bit about what the show is about.
It's about nothing and about everything. Just
oh,
that's
wow.
what you guys are doing. It's
Sounds
our opinions.
Like Seinfeld.
I was just going to say that.
That's what we say. People get it. It's Seinfeld.
I said it's just like Seinfeld. Oh, my God. It's so sad.
So we get a guest, and they share what they're talking about, but we also just have fun. Bannering back and forth.
We've had a lot of fun with it so far. Yeah.
And it really is great. Thank you for putting this whole format together.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
It's a big deal.
It's funny that people thank me for it, and I still can't quite wrap my mind around it. That
it wasn't there before.
Yeah, you know, and not only that, but it became something that people are grateful for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because I never envisioned something like this. I wanted just my own radio show, and I started something very small. And then I realized that, if you don't have something like this, you may never be on radio. You know, you need millions of followers. You need to be hired by a radio station and all that. And here you come in, you do your show, you have fun, you do whatever you want. There's no program director, no FCC, no nothing, right?
Right, totally.
Yeah.
I worked for Clear Channel Radio in Tampa, and I can tell you that older people will not get a radio show on regular radio. It's very true.
Wow.
Right. And it's a shame because...
That's unfortunate.
I'm still pretty viable.
Yeah, girl.
You've got an awesome voice. Susie, you've got an awesome voice. You know, and I mean, I can totally hear you as someone on the radio.
Yeah.
And Jim, of course, with his fiery red hair,
yes.
hair that is a shocking red hair,
shocking
which
red
is
hair.
Amazing,
red
though.
Is it shocking?
Yeah.
Oh, watch. He'll get embarrassed and his face will match his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My face is going to go red. Yeah. Like he cannot believe.
But but that's awesome because not many people have that hair color. So
sure.
it makes
sure.
you unique and memorable, I think. So it's really cool. Have you always embraced it? Or because I know, don't kids sometimes like bully or make fun
My
of
it? My son had red hair, and he would dye it what he called Elvis Black because so many people made fun
yeah,
of
him. Yeah, there's a Kick the Ginger Day. Ginger means like you have the red
yes,
hair.
Right.
It's like it's not
really?
Nice. Yeah.
And that's like
oh,
a new
damn,
term.
Damn, I missed
ginger.
That.
Wow. Ginger's new, but yeah, I was called an orangutan when I was
young. And that made you self-conscious, obviously, right?
Young. You know, it's unique to have red hair, and a lot of people think it's pretty cool.
Now it's like the cool thing.
Well, it is.
People dye their hair that
yeah,
color.
Totally. It definitely is.
Yeah.
And I've never dyed my hair. I've had people accuse me that I.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looks so like red, you know. That's why I said shocking, fiery, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just
but
like it's
his personality.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Jim is very handsome, and Susie's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will see in the pictures later. So the show's about.
Pictures of me
I know.
Today?
Okay.
Well, no pics for me,
We'll take pictures from the back, you know,
from
of our asses.
Down, okay.
Let's try that. We never did pictures with our asses.
That would be funny.
Right?
We
with
all seem to have nice asses.
Yeah.
We should take that photo.
Exactly.
I don't mind
we'll
that
We'll moon the camera. How's that?
Right on. That's a good idea.
I knew we were going to have fun with you
Yeah,
morning.
I'm telling you. And they're like not morning people, they were telling me. So there you go.
I left the house. We got out of the house and I had my slippers on.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you going like that? It's like, oh.
I go, what are you doing? You get your slippers on. Oh, thank God you told me.
I too feel like it's fall and sort of jammy kind of weather.
Jammy weather.
I got to tell you, it's nice to have it kind of cool off a little bit.
It is.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's been just so hot.
We went to a place to look at apartments, and it was, like, perfect, and it was cheap, and I was like, what's the catch? And I'm like, okay, so where's the air conditioning? And she goes, oh, there's none. And I was like, well, can I put it in the window? She goes, no. And I was like, you can't have AC in Los Angeles? She's like, no. I was like, we left so fast.
Yes,
I was like,
you need to.
Yeah.
Well, I guess to be 100 and something, you have to have air conditioning.
And it faced the west. I was like, hell no.
And it gets really cold in the winter. People don't understand that it may be only for a few days, but it'll get you need heat here too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if you're like
if you're like us,
if it's under 70, I'm cold.
Totally.
Wow.
And you lived in Michigan. I mean, you went to Michigan.
I went to Michigan, which was like, and I loved my school, but I hated. I was very depressed because of the weather.
I grew up there.
It's tough. It's just a lot of the same, and you don't see anyone's faces because they're covered completely.
And they hibernate.
And I was like, what's going on?
Is that the case?
Yeah,
really?
Very much. Everyone's inside.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Susie, where are you from originally? Are you from LA?
I'm originally from near Detroit, Michigan, a little town called Wyandotte, Michigan. And I was there until I was 17 and said, fuck this snow, and got out of there. I went to Florida and I lived there until 2006 when I moved out here. I always felt like I was supposed to be in LA.
Really? Yeah. And where in Florida?
Tampa, Florida area. I
own
several businesses there, so I was pretty successful, but I always wanted to be in radio, so I sold off businesses, went back to school, and decided to do that.
Wow.
And everyone told me I was too old, I wouldn't get hired, but I was the first person out of my class to get hired at Clear Channel
Radio.
Girl.
I guess I showed them.
Yeah,
well,
you
exactly. Well, talent speaks for itself,
there you
know, and that's the thing.
Oh, she's talented.
So how did you get into radio,
well,
though?
I mean,
did you?
I'm talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So how did you get into radio?
Well, I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Tampa. They had campuses all over the country, and I went there, and I just fell in love with radio and TV production, and I actually moved out here because somebody at a certain big-name Sirius Satellite Radio kind of screwed me over. Asked me to come out and be on their morning show with their two male comedians, and when I got out here, it was about the casting couch, basically.
Wow. Really?
That was my first
wow.
introduction to the Hollywood casting couch.
So
there was no jobs. So.
And those are like famous people? I mean, famous show?
Yes. I could have sued them, but I just didn't want to get mixed up in all that negativity. But yeah, it was pretty shitty what they did to me.
Wow.
Although it put a fire under
right?
me for sure.
There's always a lesson there, and I bet it spurred you on.
Oh, it did.
Totally.
I always have I'll show you attitude
totally.
With people. And Yeah, so that was interesting. But I ended up working in TV production for VH1 with all the shows like Rock of Love and all that stuff. So that was my introduction to TV production in Hollywood, and I love it. I still love radio and TV production is my thing.
She wants to do that. That's her main thing.
Yeah.
She wants to do that.
Yeah, and I think you're natural for it. You know, that's it. You know, so you owned some businesses that at a young age. After you moved from Michigan,
well, not that young. No, I was in my probably late 20s, early 30s when I started that. But I had all sorts of things. We had a nightclub, liquor store, dollar stores, several convenience stores, Subway franchise. I mean, we just did it all.
She had it all.
But none of it made me happy. None of it, you know, right? I was wealthy. I could travel anywhere. I could have anything. But I wasn't happy, and I just really always felt like, I don't know, you crack a mic in front of me, and I'm just, it's like I turn on. So it's really where I like to be. Wow. I enjoy entertaining people.
Wow. Well, I'm getting some ideas right now for you if you want to really, like, sink your teeth into radio.
Nice.
But we'll talk about it later, you know.
I know,
but
you have some new exciting things going on.
Well, too. I always have exciting things going on.
Well, of course you do.
Otherwise, I get so freaking
right?
bored.
He's too bored otherwise, yeah.
You know, I need boredom. Stimulation all the freaking time.
Me too.
You know? I mean, I go outside for a cigarette for 5 minutes, I have to take a book with me. I can't just sit there and have a cigarette, too. You know? My mind's got to be working. It's ridiculous.
You're like the guy meditating with your phone out. Like,
it's ridiculous.
What's your horoscope sign?
Sam? Taurus. I'm a Taurus.
Taurus too.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. I know
it means
we're good lovers.
Exactly.
We're good lovers. No, we're ruled by
your
Venus.
Earth signs.
You know?
Your Earth signs. It means you're real down to earth people, but you're stubborn as hell because you're a bull.
Very much so.
Right. But we're ruled by Venus, and Venus is the goddess of love.
We're back to this.
And there you go. Yeah, there you go. Well, it comes down to
it. Did you say Venus or penis?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Venus.
Yes. Okay, now that we've established the mood of the show today.
Someone put Bailey's in my coffee. I love it.
Yeah, so then I asked, you know, Jim was always, people had always told him because of his voice that he should be in radio.
And yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you want to do this? Because I had been here a couple times with Guy co-hosting his show, and I just fell in love with the places, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, you want to do this? I'm like, of course I want to do this.
Wow.
Of course I do.
So now, Jim, where are you originally from?
Right here.
Really?
I grew up in Southern California. I lived in Torrance.
We won't hold it against him now.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Torrance is not the best area in L.A., but it's still nice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with
it. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's just that it's far from L.A. I mean, well, far from here. It's not really far from L.A., right?
Yeah.
Depends on how you think about it. I actually have family living there in Torrance, and it's like right next to the ocean almost.
Yeah,
right.
Well, spent a lot of time at the beach.
Did
Manhattan
you really?
Beach,
you look like a
Hermosa
beach boy,
beach.
Right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, no way.
As long as it's sunscreen.
Yeah, right.
He's like an Irishman, right?
Yeah.
I did play a lot of beach volleyball and stuff like that, too.
Really?
So, yeah, I really did.
How cool. And what was your childhood like? Do you have any siblings?
I have a brother and three sisters.
Wow.
Oh, three sisters.
Yeah.
And where are you in the order there?
I am the fourth.
Wow. Can you imagine a family with several kids and you're like the fourth? I mean, it's not the first. It's not the second.
And you're not the baby who's
right,
also special.
Exactly. It's
just
the fourth.
There.
That would be...
The fourth. Interesting. Out of five?
Jim, so
fourth
you had...
Fourth out of five.
You had
I've
your
never
work.
Thought about that I'm the fourth out of five.
Yeah. It's the
but
penultimate.
We actually had almost two families. You know, family dynamics are interesting, right?
Yes.
So we had three in a row, 2 years apart. Okay. And then there was a break, and then I came along.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
surprise.
Almost like it's almost like a new family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've got the three,
older,
and you're
you
closer
and your
to
sister.
The two, probably the one younger than
the
you.
The younger,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, my brother's been out today. Actually, he's here in L.A. from Chicago.
That's Dirk. Hi, Dirk.
And, nice.
Dirk, and he's a terrific guy. He's the smart one in the family. He went
really?
To Harvard. He went to Harvard. He got
my dad's like that.
He got an MBA at UCLA, top of his class, that kind of thing. I just kind of
awesome.
Grind along.
I think you did pretty well at SC yourself.
Fight
oh, wow. Mr. Fight USC on. Here. And what did you major in USC?
Business.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, you must have been pretty smart getting in, right? I mean... You obviously had...
You know, I did pretty... I had some pretty good grades in high school.
In high school.
Yeah.
And what did you get
in
your SAT?
You know what I always say about at SC?
Uh-huh.
You know, I say, They don't say what was your GPA unless you're magna cum laude or something like that. It's just did you get the degree?
Really?
Yeah. So yeah. So we won't talk. We won't talk about my GPA.
At USC. Oh, at USC. Okay, I see. All right.
But I was able to get in. You know, to
Jim's
SC.
Got a great business mind. He really does. I really respect his business mind.
That's awesome.
You think
and
so?
I mean, obviously, they felt so if they admitted you to the school.
Oh, it is an amazing school. It's really
fantastic. Easy to get into, right?
No, everyone wants to go there.
Yeah, it's not easy to get into.
No.
Well,
know
what? It's gotten even harder.
Yeah, because everyone wants to go there.
It's good that I have some years on me because I was able to get in there before. Before I might not have made it now. So.
No, but it's nice to have USC on your resume any way you look at it.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, it just advances you because I think you're in the company of great people, at least, maybe not as much, like-minded people, I think, for the most part,
Well, I got to go to the game on Saturday.
Okay.
And it was great to be in the stands with...
with everybody
people.
That was...
Yeah, they were just incredible. It was fun. It was fun. We were sharing the game. Unfortunately, the team won. Yeah. But, at the end of the day, you've got all these, you've got like minds.
Yeah. A big alumni organization, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's huge. But, everybody's there, and they're all, they're all pulling the same way, which is great.
Yeah. So. Awesome. Well, for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Suzy Q and Jimmy D. They're the hosts of the show Vivation Radio right here on LA Talk Radio, and you guys can catch it live Sundays at 3 here on LA Talk Radio. They're amazing, and of course, you don't have to wait for Sunday. All the archives are right here. You guys did indeed start in June. I can see all your archives.
Yes,
so.
Today is a bit of our anniversary. Started on June 12th.
Wow, sounds amazing.
Yeah. Good job.
Good job.
So Jim, I think that was cool of you to come to Suzy and say, "Hey, let's do something with it." Love of radio. And
stuff. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a total win-win.
Wow,
and the fact that you have the format that we could plug into.
It's the only time
tremendous.
He lets me boss him around. In the studio, I'm the producer.
Oh, she busts my chops every show.
He always says that all the time, bust his chops. Like, yeah. Really,
whatever that means.
Yeah, exactly.
If I bust your chops,
you'd
know it.
You
wouldn't be able
for
to talk.
Sure, right, yeah.
Right.
No.
But, our theory is, too, because it has been since June, but our theory is you always get better,
Yeah.
Particularly, I need to get better.
And
she
I always remind
always
him because he would get a little nervous, and I would always tell him before he went in, it's not brain surgery. If we make a mistake, other than dead air, which I thought was the most evil sin in radio, of course,
right.
But other than that, it's not brain surgery.
No.
So, if you make a mistake, so
you're
what?
Talking
laugh
out,
it off.
You're talking
exactly.
out loud for a living.
Exactly.
That is what you're doing.
And it's been really, it's been really enjoyable for us. We're happy to be here. We're so proud to be here.
That's awesome. Well, we love having you, really. I mean, because the thing is that when people have a passion for radio, and that's what we seem to attract to the station, too. So it's not just about the host. It's about the listeners, too, to give them something they actually want to hear.
Yeah.
It's easy to open a radio station and just put people there and talk, but you want someone that is
people
talented.
People are actually going to listen in.
That loves it, And that's the thing.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's so cute with him because he loves to wear suits. That's the business side of him. And he wears suits in here every Sunday.
Right.
And it's so cute because people are always teasing him, we can't see you. But there he is.
But he doesn't dress for the people.
Sharp.
Exactly. You dress for yourself, right?
And for his attitude.
Yeah.
And it works out because I love to wear dresses except in the morning. So it works out for me. He dresses up, I dress up. That's so cute.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I know. Fun. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Really do.
You can't see us, but we look great.
Absolutely. You have my approval on that one. How long ago did you guys meet?
That's interesting. I was good friends with his daughter, Stephanie, for years before I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we've been together now since May of 2015, and it was interesting because I saw a picture of him and his daughter, Stephanie, went to a cousin's wedding up north somewhere, and I left a comment on her picture on Facebook about how great she looked and that her dad did, too.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's kind of how we met. And here we
got
are
his attention,
a year and
huh?
several months later. And
yeah.
Isn't that funny? Yes, absolutely, he's a doll. You guys go well together. I've noticed you before. You guys have chemistry.
Like sweet and sour chicken. It's like nice little,
exactly.
Two little parts.
And we know who the sweet is.
Yeah, it's exactly. And I know who the sour is. Yeah. That's right. That's my girl. That's my girl.
You know, our tag is sassy but classy.
Oh, and we'd like so to funny. Keep it that way because totally. We do, you know, we are very much sassy. I'm very much a potty mouth. We have a little bell in the studio that we ring, and every time we ring it because someone swears, we give $5 to charity. So we've given away some good money to Emmy Black's Pink Ink Fund and the Gunya Animal Shelter in Melbourne, Australia.
That's
we're
nice.
Doing some stuff with the Children's Hospital. So every time I swear, people make out.
That's awesome.
There you go.
It's usually me.
So it's just a fun thing that we do with the show. But
we
enjoy the banner.
That's
and sometimes,
awesome.
Sometimes it's like when you're doing live radio, you know, we'll have this conversation. And the guest is just sitting there listening.
Yeah.
It's like we go on.
You're still on, dude.
Yeah. Don't worry, you're still there. We gotta spend 10 minutes
kind of
bannering.
And you can format your show any way you want. That's a cool thing about it, you know. If one time doesn't work, you change it around.
Exactly.
You know?
Like I said, it's not brain surgery. Nobody's gonna die if you make a mistake, so just keep going and
exactly,
keep positive.
You know?
And we really have a good time in between us. You know, I know most of the entertainment, rock and roll kind of guests, and he knows the business people. So we've had some great guests that come in, and it's, you know, we like to entertain people, but we also like to inform them. If we can teach them a little something, and I've learned things from some of the guests
we've had. So tremendous guests, absolutely.
Wow, how cool. So you've got kids, obviously
I've
a daughter.
I've got three kids. Yeah,
three
I've got
kids.
A daughter. Yeah.
And Susie, what about you? Any kids?
I have two boys.
Really?
My youngest son, Chris, works in the film industry here, and my oldest son, Jason, lives in Florida, and he just opened up his own business.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
Following mama.
Yeah,
I don't know where he got that from.
Yeah. And you guys both love business and stuff. Have you done anything together as far as business so far? I mean, you met each other a little over a year ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. So have you been able to connect on a business level too? I mean, do you guys get some ideas together yet?
We have discussed a lot of things because I have a creative mind that's always trying to come up with things for some reason. They're just
kind of
there.
Actually, we do have some ideas to do.
We do have
some
ideas. This is the first thing we've actually done together.
I think that's
awesome.
Right.
Sort of.
A winky wink.
The one that they can share in public, that is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's been great. It's been fun. It's been a learning experience, and it's, you know, it's interesting to have somebody who's not been in radio before but be able to sort of steer him. He's doing great. I'm really proud of
him. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
That's
thank
awesome.
You.
I mean, so you got...
She's teaching me a lot, so...
Yeah. Now, so, Jim, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
Did you make the first move with Susie? I mean, did you, like, know... Like, after... Okay. She said something about your picture, right? What happened then? I mean, did you say, like my picture, huh?
Exactly.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, what's the next step?
You know, that's a really good question. What happened next? We just started to communicate, I think, on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It
wasn't like it was
planned. He was going to take me to lunch, and he said, go ahead, pick a place. It'll break my credit card. And I thought, what an asshole. What a jerk.
Whoa.
She learned to love me, though.
What an invitation.
I love you, despite that.
I just thought
that was funny, and it seems such a typical Hollywood guy thing
totally.
To
yeah.
say.
You
totally.
Should have come back with something. Like, so you have a $200 limit?
Great, let's go to the mall for lunch.
But you know that the interesting thing about Facebook is that you do have a way to kind of like see what people are about.
That's true.
Right?
And connect
true.
With them in a non-threatening
in
way.
A non-threatening, yeah.
You guys say connect. I say cyber stalk. Facebook is great for cyber stalking.
It really is.
Totally. Girls
you
know more
than
guys.
Learn a lot about
oh my God.
People from it by the things they post.
I can learn about your dreams, your soul.
Exactly.
I can learn so much on Facebook. Really.
Wow.
And if you
that scares me.
Yeah. Because if I know you're
in
a non-threatening way, but it's so connected that if I know someone that knows someone that knows someone, I'm going to know their I can get to their profile.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not being a creep, although it sounds super creepy, but like this generation, that's literally how, instead of like LinkedIn or looking at their resumes, that's how they research each other.
Yeah.
They like Facebook. Oh, who do you know? Who do you know? And then by that time, you've seen pictures with their aunt when they were 7 years old.
That's true.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
So it gives you a chance to kind of experience somebody.
Yeah, so that's true.
I'd say that's probably what I did.
Yeah.
I thought he was so handsome in that photo.
She really looked pretty good,
so I said, you know, she looked great.
Luckily, we were both single, so that worked out.
that worked out, yeah.
It was almost like a dating site. Kind of, really.
It is. And you know what was amazing?
I thank my friendship with his daughter, Stephanie.
There you go.
Yeah. And what was interesting is that it was, I had literally been off Facebook because I couldn't stand it. You follow me?
Yeah.
I could not stand it.
But then there I was.
Then the angel appeared. Right.
Well, no. And then all of a sudden, like, as I was going, I had another business that I was involved in with entertainment. So I thought, well, you know, I need to get back on social media.
Right.
And that kind of thing. And literally a month before, I went on this trip.
Right.
And that's where Susie saw me. I was back on Facebook.
Wow. I'm a big believer in telling people if they look great, you should tell them. I mean, how often do you hear good things?
So,
you know. This is my problem, though. When I get drunk or tipsy at a bar, all I want to do is compliment women because I don't think they do it. But my problem is I'm just like, your sweater looks great. Your hair looks fantastic. Your boobs look amazing. And I'm like, Yeah, and they're like, why is she yelling? Like, I need to do it in a better way. Like, I'm just yelling because I'm so happy, but I got to learn to do it more.
But women should be that way. I hate when women put each other down. We should be lifting each other up. And I'll definitely tell a girl if she looks great or hot or whatever. I don't feel threatened by them. I think more people should do that.
So you'd be honest with someone? I mean, if they didn't look great, what would you say?
No, you don't tell someone they don't look great.
Right.
So, you're not going to look at me and say,
so you just don't say anything when they don't look great.
Right. But I might compliment them on something else. Maybe they have a great smile. So, you know, wow,
that's
you have a really
true,
great
right?
smile.
So you
it
always
still
find something.
Makes them happy. It still gives them a good feeling about
Well, that's a good outlook on life. You know, that's very cool.
Well,
yeah. I never thought it would end up where it has, but I feel pretty blessed.
Well, me too. The fallback is you have a good personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, always. If you can't say anything, like,
Sam,
you don't
you've got a good personality.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you very much.
Your aura
this
is nice.
A lot.
You have a great aura.
I know. I'm afraid to ask her now because she's obviously going to be in the position where she say, well, of course you look good.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No.
Anyway, folks, we're talking to Susie Q, Jimmy D. This is Sam H, and I have Tori S here.
Yeah, babe.
And we're all...
Tori won't share her pretzels. I'm getting
Oh, my God, no. I'm giving pretzels away. I promise.
I'm going to kill you if you eat pretzels on the other.
Especially with canned cheese. We're on this canned cheese kick. He had never eaten it before, so we had some of these, and we got some of that, and he's, like, obsessed with it.
What is it, cheese whiz? Like, cheese whiz kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like you said, just...
Put
just
it in
like
my mouth.
Whipped cream, yeah. Whipped cream.
Straight
cheese
in my mouth.
Straight in my mouth.
So if you put Cheese Whiz on those pretzels.
It's your life will change.
Yeah.
Your life will change.
Yeah. Boom.
Totally. I love their slogan. We're talking about Snack Factory pretzel chips, and it's rethink your pretzel. And I'm like, whoa, dude, too much. I just want my freaking pretzel.
I don't want to have to rethink it.
Right?
I don't want to rethink it.
They
just
are
give
great
it
because they're thin
yeah,
and
they're
it
tiny.
Doesn't feel like you're
it's too
eating.
Much carbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it says on the back, too, hummus loves us.
Oh.
Hummus loves us.
Hummus loves us.
Okay, well, buy some hummus like? For them.
Cheese Whiz
now,
and hummus.
Who the heck is the hummus?
Yeah.
Next time we come, we'll have to bring some breakfast pretzel and Cheese Whiz. Yum.
Yeah. For those of you liking hummus or any Middle Eastern food, if you want Israeli food, and I posted a picture on Facebook.
Yeah, Tel Aviv Cafe.
Because, Tel Aviv Grill.
It looked great.
It's in Tarzana. And you guys, if you're ever in the area, you got to go because, listen, I'm very picky about Israeli food, okay?
Okay.
Now, falafel and shawarma are like the national food.
Is that
Everybody
how you say it, Sam?
Eats it. Shawarma.
I'm saying it wrong the whole fucking time.
Me
how
too.
Did you say it?
Shawarma. Like
shawarma
an idiot,
is
like
what
a
I
huge
call
asshole.
Shawarma.
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 Yeah.
Falafel.
Well, that's the way people spell it here, shawarma.
Okay.
I see.
But it's shawarma.
Okay,
shawarma.
My bad.
But, yeah,
like
who
asshole.
Cares, right?
It sounds, we got it now.
It sounds Arabic anyway. It's not really.
Shawarma.
It doesn't sound like a Hebrew word, but.
It doesn't.
But, yeah, but. So they have falafel and shawarma in different places, but the Israeli ones have a specific taste to them. So this place manages to replicate the way it is in Israel.
Mm.
There's a lot of places here that have that, that have shawarma. I'll say shawarma, whatever.
No, say it right, dude.
Okay.
Shawarma. We're the
shawarma
ones that need to learn.
Falafel. And nobody makes it better. And the way to prove that is, did you notice when you eat those things, the pita bread always breaks?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It breaks apart for the most part.
Right.
All the stuff comes out and everything. And people think, hey, that's normal. No, it's not supposed to be like that. The pita is supposed to be almost like spongy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Soft.
Yes. And so what they do is they bring their dough from Israel frozen, and they actually bake it here.
Wow. That's
so amazing. Yeah, to replicate the same bread that they put it in. And I don't know about you, but with me, sandwiches, any kind of sandwich with bread, if the bread is not fresh, the whole sandwich is ruined.
Right.
Totally
That's why, like Subway, I don't like Subway, because even though they bake it there, the bread is never fresh, at least not for me.
We went to go to Subway, and there was a B in the window. You know, in L.A., where it says A or B?
Wow. Oh,
and now, even if it goes back to an A, why was the B there? I'm not going. Why was it there?
I owned a Subway franchise. I'll tell you what, it was kind of a bitch, because they wouldn't let you do anything. You had to follow their rules exactly. You had to weigh the meat.
That's
everything.
Right. You had a franchise.
That was one of the things I had. Yeah.
It's funny I brought it up, but no, I mean that's one of my complaints. You know, I mean you guys are making it there. You should make it like your point to make it fresh.
And they tell. They always say our bread is fresh.
Right.
It's really
but it's not.
Not.
No,
it's
even
not.
Their slogan, "Eat fresh." Come on, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could hit myself in the head with that bread. And
now I'm hungry. And now, when are we going to this other place?
Tel Aviv. You gotta go there.
I'm going.
What time is that?
Yeah, right.
I know.
Where is
she's
where
like
is it
with
now?
The sweet and Tarzana? Sour before and all the food we're talking about already in Tarzana. You just get off on Reseda Boulevard from the 101.
All right.
And then you go towards
north or south.
You go. It's actually west at that point of the.
Is it west?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But some people call it north, west, whatever.
Right.
Because the 101 changes direction.
Mm-hmm. Tel Aviv Cafe.
Grill.
Tel Aviv Grill. Okay.
Just go on my Facebook.
And it's the date.
Like, yeah. But, just go on Yelp or something. You know?
You also posted another one of Big Boy's Burgers.
Yes.
You love
that's
you some
kinda
Big
nerdy.
Boy.
Okay, that's
I've
nerdy.
I've never been to a Big Boy.
Neither.
But somebody took me the other day. And, it was, during the 90s, I don't know, at one point it was like a joke to go to Bob's Big Boy. Mm-hmm. It was after it was really famous, mm-hmm. you know.
Austin Powers had a whole thing with it.
Yeah, you know.
That's right.
Did you know that they used to have a restaurant chain named Sambo's?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
You know,
was that
still
your
a,
restaurant?
There is still a Sambo's in Santa Barbara.
Really?
Wow. It's on the main drive. Can you imagine?
Is it a hamburger
it's
joint?
Unbelievable. No, it was like a cafe. Wow. But it was the name became very controversial.
Of course.
You know?
You can't have a place called Sambo.
No. And I think, didn't they have like a
That's terrible.
Yeah. And I think they had like a logos. Of a black person? I don't know. That would have been terrible.
But it's a bad name. Yeah, it's a derogatory term.
Yeah, it really is. Or, yeah.
Or it's like a dollar.
That's why it doesn't exist anymore,
exactly
obviously.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, you're going to call me PC.
But there is one in Santa Barbara.
Interesting.
You go to Santa Barbara on
that's
the
amazing.
Main drag.
Right?
There is still a Sambo's.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, why
Road
would you
trip.
Keep the name, even if you had to, like, explain it?
Just change
and maybe
it
you had a legitimate explanation.
Yeah, change it to, like, Sambas.
Yeah.
Do something, you know,
exactly.
Salsas. Change it to something just a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly.
Sombrero. Or something.
Yeah.
My favorite restaurant growing up with though was Bob's Big Boy.
Right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that was like in the 70s.
California.
And stuff,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Don't
so
give my age away.
See me? I'm White Castle all the way. I found out they have a White Castle in Vegas, and I'll drive over there just for those little shitty hamburgers.
And I'm a Burger King. Like, we all have our own little things.
Yeah.
You like Burger King?
I know.
But it's terrible, you know?
It's dreadful. I love
them.
I love their chicken sandwich, their original.
Wow.
Look, I admit, I love a Whopper, but it's got to be the clean.
Yeah, no, I hate
that's what she said.
That's what they call me.
Yeah, right? Oh, wow. There we go. We were talking about penis size the other day.
Sure were.
Oh my god.
Wait, I'm getting confused now.
Yeah, exactly.
And hungry.
Only in this show do you jump from one topic to the other like that, you know? Where penis is always a star.
It
always
kind of comes back around to that, doesn't it?
Always, somehow. We're talking about deficiencies. He's like, penis size. I'm like, how'd we get there again?
Yeah. Well, we said
trade
Whopper. We said Whopper, and he looked at me. I'm a Whopper. That's how we got there.
So why do you like Whoppers?
So fun.
Because it tastes good.
Yeah, the mayonnaise.
But I don't like. Yeah, but what I don't like.
I know. I should have said it.
But But I don't. First of all, they don't come out like in the picture at all.
No.
Okay. They're like very like soggy and stuff when they come out of the wrapper they're in, mm-hmm. and also when you go into inside, it's not pleasant to sit there and eat.
No, you know why? Yeah. They're psychologically read a whole book about it. They paint it bright red, bright yellow. Have very hard chairs that aren't any arms, and the music is loud and AC is turned up because
they want you
to get the fuck out of there.
No, I know, but okay, that is understood. Yep. But what I'm trying to say is when you sit in there and there's the crowd is not where you want to be.
Yeah.
Because the locations they put them in.
Well, it's in like rest stops and stuff.
Like you try to go to, except for McDonald's here and Taco Bell's, there's within this radius, there's no fast food restaurant within a mile or two.
Mm.
You know, there's nothing because Sherman Oaks, especially on Ventura Boulevard, you'll find nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
Nothing at all as far That's as true. Fast food for about 2-3 because it's sort of like a healthy area.
Yeah.
So people wouldn't go in there.
Right.
I still love my fast food.
Me too.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I love fast food too. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, so if you have to have a hamburger, go to Bob's Big Boy. You get like a Big Mac like hamburger and fries and a salad for like less than $10.
There you go.
Yeah. Where's a Big Boy? There's
okay,
one
so
around
it's
here?
One. It's not that far from here. You get on the freeway. You're there in less than 5 minutes.
Oh wow!
From here,
I'm
if you just take Riverside,
this
street right here, you drive it for 10 minutes, you'll get there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's not that far, and I didn't know about it until a friend said, hey, let's check it out.
There
I said,
you go.
Okay. And then I liked it. And you know what? They have other great stuff on the menu, too, like meatloaf or...
Who goes
I like that
Bob's
when
Big
you
Boy
can go
meatloaf.
Some where if somebody wants a hamburger, true. But somebody else wants meatloaf or a real meal, then
right.
you can do that. I like... That's why
you
I like
know what
that.
I
yeah,
used
it's
to,
like a diner. Yeah.
I used to get there as a kid.
Yeah.
Shrimp. Fried shrimp.
Oh, really?
They have great
Is it
shrimp.
Good?
Yeah, it's good.
I'll try it.
Wow.
I consider it.
Yeah.
Butterfly shrimp.
Butterfly
wow,
shrimp.
Try it.
Yeah.
Try
Let's
that.
Talk
I love
about
shrimp.
Food.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, we do keep going back to food, right? Well, in 5 minutes, we'll be done. So then we can each go his own way.
Nice.
We'll go. So yeah, everybody will go.
Attack. I like, you know what I love? I like a good old throwback breakfast diner. There's
yes.
nothing
yeah,
like a greasy spoon, like mm-hmm. omelet kind of place.
Right. So like you just mentioned Mills.
Yeah, Mills or something. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of fun. That's my kind of place.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I live right in Hollywood, so I live right near one. I can walk to a Mills, and I like it because you can, whatever mood you're in, breakfast, dinner,
totally.
Or sweet stuff.
There's something
anything.
There.
Yeah, they've got everything in there.
And that's
all
interesting.
Pretty good.
You live in Hollywood, you know, because, so you like to be where the action is, huh?
I do, and I don't. It's funny because I love that I can walk out my door and I can be in the middle of all kinds of action because I kind of have insomnia, so sometimes in the middle of the night I'll just go walk around and
cool.
I like to people watch.
Yeah.
But other times it's when the helicopters are circling from 4 to 6 a.m. keeping me up and
wow.
you know there's crazy people out on the street screaming and stuff. It's kind of crazy.
It's funny, people come to Hollywood to you know see the stars on the sidewalks and all that, but it does have a kind of like gritty part of it.
It really does.
Like, you know, I worked there at night as a stripper, just kidding. I was a host of a TV show. But I worked there at like 2:30. I'd merge, and it was like it was dangerous, man.
Yes.
I had my mace out. So it's not like a very, like, it's kind of urban.
It
you know,
really
it's like
is.
Very, like,
very
gritty,
so.
Like New York a bit.
And if you're not careful, there's a huge urine smell around.
There really is.
It's
the
like,
pee smell is out of
some
control.
Rain because
yeah, because
something.
You get the homeless everywhere. There's people walking. And in L.A., there's not that many places to walk.
Right.
So when they find downtown in Hollywood and Santa
the urine
Monica,
is
that's
gross.
Where they go.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's a shame because, you know, I always talk to people about the real Hollywood because people, it's so sugar-coated, especially on the East Coast. People think, you know, all the smoke and mirrors are real. And you get out here, it's a lot different story.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a book about the real Hollywood.
Nice.
It's probably going to get me banned, but I'll wait a little while till I'm ready to be banned, and then I'll write that bad boy.
That's
there
awesome.
You go.
Guys, there's so much more to talk about, but the time just flew by.
It does.
Tell people how they can find you. Suzy Q, Jimmy D, the show is Vivation Radio. Obviously, you can find them right here on this website you're on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And also social media, guys.
Also, we're both on Facebook. Vivation Radio is on Facebook, and you can find us there through either of our personal ones there as well.
And we do have a website.
We have
it needs
a website.
A little work,
we've had a little trouble with the website, but we're
It's because most people by now don't care about websites anymore. You
know?
It's like they go to
social
media.
In fact, you know, we have yours, so why would we bother
exactly,
with
exactly, yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, yeah.
I have my own website, and I'm like, my mom goes on it.
Exactly. It's just one page to have links to all your social media.
Well, and the page, you know, the way you set it up, our information's all there.
Anyway. Oh, it's all there.
We love being here, and you guys take such great care of us. Yeah, we love our Ronan. I know you're over there listening somewhere. We love him.
He's doing the other show, but we'll tell him. You can tell him in person. And, folks, if you want to see what they look like, you won't get to, because we're going to take pictures with our asses.
Just our asses today.
Facing the camera.
We all have cute asses, though, so you'll appreciate it.
Yeah, because although I think everybody in here is beautiful, some of us feel we haven't really
expressed that today.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my 80s Silver Lake glasses.
Nice. I think we all look hot.
All right, Susie and Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All the best to you. Much more success.
You as well.
And come back to us, okay? You're welcome to be back on the show anytime.
Thank you.
Open invitation.
And ditto, you guys come see us on a Sunday sometime. That'd be fun.
Cool. Heck, invite us and we'll come.
You're invited.
All right. Tori, thank you as always.
Anytime.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.